Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Great works of literature given the graphic novel treatment. Editor Russ Kick discusses the graphic canon Volume 2, from Kubla Khan to the Bronte sisters to the picture of Dorian Gray, in about 15 minutes. And later, as part of the American Graduate Initiative, Stephanie Bird will tell you about Cincinnati's Success by Six program to better prepare young children for school. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati City Manager Milton Dehoney's paycheck will be getting a little larger. A city council majority gave him a raise and a one-time bonus this week of about $35,000. The action follows a positive job evaluation from Mayor Mark Mallory and three council members, including Cecil Thomas.
Simply because I think he's done an excellent job, as well as brought on an administrative staff that has also done an excellent job.
Dehoney's new base salary will be $255,000 a year, which is more than a $20,000 increase from his current pay rate. Three council members voiced opposition to the increase. Christopher Smitherman says it sends the wrong message, especially with a looming general fund budget deficit.
We might be laying people off and they're thinking, hey, I'm eating beans for Christmas, but we've given almost a $35,000 bonus to our city manager who now is eating turkey. And I think we have to be very, very careful in how we proceed here about the perception of what we're doing.
The full council voted on the pay raise Thursday. A memo from Cincinnati Council's Budget and Finance Committee chairwoman says the city manager will send his 2013 budget proposal to the mayor on November 26th. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls announced public hearings will be held on December 6th and 10th. Both will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening with the locations to be announced. The manager's spending plan will outline his ideas for closing a general fund deficit that has been reported to be between $34 and $40 million. The budget plan will likely cover just 6 months from January through June. The city is changing to a fiscal year that will start on July 1st. This means council will have budget talks in June of each year instead of December, just before the holidays. Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portune is putting forth his proposed budget for next year. He says his five-year plan focuses on growth while also stabilizing the county's finances. He also thinks he's found a way to boost county coffers by issuing securities based on the county land bank's projected revenues.
If I'm right in that, and I believe I am, then there is the opportunity for 2013 for not only Hamilton County, but for the other taxing authorities like the townships, like municipal corporations, like school districts, to get a bump in their revenues for next year as well.
The county's legal team will vet Portune's securities proposal. Commission President Greg Hartman says he's willing to consider the idea. However, he's already put forward his own budget proposal and has support from fellow commissioner Chris Monzel. The race for Cincinnati mayor has begun. Former councilmember John Cranley announced he'll run for the seat next year. The 38-year-old Democrat says his main focus will be jobs.
We're going to work with the business community, make it easier to open up a business here, make it easier to get through the red tape, work with the Chamber of Commerce to attract businesses from around the country to come here. Second, we're going to fast-track new infrastructure, putting thousands of people back to work fixing our sewers.
Cranley also wants to focus on using community development block grants to put the long-term unemployed back to work and focus on education. Cranley was highly critical of a recent city council decision to take millions in tax increment financing money that was to go to the completion of the riverfront park at the banks and shift it to the streetcar project. It's to be used to pay for moving utility lines. Current Mayor Mark Mallory can't run for re-election because of term limits. Cranley will likely face opposition in the September 13th primary election for the mayor's job. Most political observers expect Democratic Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls to run, and Republican County Commission President Greg Hartman has said he's considering a run for the office. Others are likely to join the race. Construction is expected to start next month on a facility in Turtle Creek Township that will combine video lottery terminals and harness racing. Warren County Commissioners this week approved plans for the $175 million racino on State Route 63 at Union Road. Commission President David Young says it was the final step before work could begin.
Essentially, the site plan review came in. So it passed through our regional planning board. It came before the board. We approved it. So they're able to start moving dirt here within the next couple of weeks.
The Racino is being developed and operated by Miami Valley Gaming and Racing. That's a joint venture of Churchill Downs and Delaware North Companies Gaming and Entertainment. Developers say the facility will create 700 jobs and bring in $24 million a year to the area. The Racino is expected to be finished by late next year. Gateway Community and Technical College has taken the next step toward creating its urban campus in downtown Covington. It released the details this week of a master plan for adapting 9 existing properties that will form the nucleus of the new campus. It'll cover a 6-block area around Gateway's Scott Boulevard location. College President and CEO Ed Hughes says the new campus will provide a source of talent for the area.
Educated talent for the economic impact that this will have. The economic impact being really helping revitalize the central core of the region, opportunities for our students to engage in student-led enterprises, bringing new customers and hopefully new businesses.
The plan is estimated at $80 million over the next decade. Proceeds from the sale of the college's Amsterdam Road campus and nearby Park Hills School, which the Gateway Foundation purchased in 2003, will be used to develop the downtown site. The foundation has agreed to raise up to $5 million initially. The Kentucky Community and Technical College System has committed more than $12 million. Gateway will seek the rest of the funding from the General Assembly in 2014. A proposed Ohio law seeks to end what a prosecutor calls a cat-and-mouse game involving chemists changing synthetic drugs' molecular content to keep them legal. At issue are the sale and abuse of synthetic drugs such as bath salts and herbal incense, which can cause users to behave in bizarre and dangerous ways. That's the Week in Review for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman.